From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, August 28th. Chico Natural Foods Co-op has recently been facing financial challenges, but the small grocer has seen a sudden spike in support. NSPR's Eric Adams reports.
Over the weekend, the co-op's manager was taken by surprise as more and more customers visited to support the store.
We had an amazing weekend of sales. We really did.
That's Liza Tedesco.
We had all of these folks join the co-op this weekend. Like, I couldn't count the number, but starting on Thursday, Friday, I would just see the ownerships online just rolling in.
She didn't know why, but turns out the local tea company, Chico Chai, posted on Facebook that the co-op was in a financial rough spot and called for the community to support it. Tedesco says it's challenging to sum up how they got here.
It's like taking history and trying to put it into a post-it note.
One challenge, she says, is competition from box stores that have begun selling fresh organic produce. And she says while the co-op fully supports minimum wage increases, they haven't always been easy to absorb. Plus, utility costs have been rising. The co-op remodeled this year, improving its kitchen and space for prepared foods. Tedesco hopes these reinvestments into the organization will soon begin to pay off.
The hard side of it is just being on the other side of a remodel and, you know, not seeing the sales increases that we were hoping. It's still very early.
The store's website says it has more than 2,000 member owners who help make decisions for the co-op. Madison Moreno is one of them. She shops at the store as often as possible and enjoys the focus on Butte County's farmers.
I love being able to have somewhere where I can get a little bit closer to the food in terms of knowing where it's coming from. You can talk to the produce people who talk to the farmers. So it's definitely like a lot more local.
The Chico Co-op has operated in its building on the corner of 8th and Main Streets since the late 1980s. It's the only market of its kind within around 80 miles. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The Yuba Sutter Transit Board is asking residents to share their opinions on changes coming to local bus routes and fares. According to reporting by the Appeal Democrat, changes on the way include fare increases as well as extended weekday hours on some bus routes. The changes are scheduled to go into effect on or after January 1st of next year. The paper reports public comment can be made via an online survey. There will also be a public hearing held on September 19th at the Yuba County Government Center. And in other news, violence broke out between two Shasta County residents during public comment at the County Board of Supervisors meeting last week. According to reporting by the news outlet Shasta Scout, a public commenter punched another member of the public after he put his hands on his shoulder. The outlet reports that the two men involved frequently spoke at the meetings and had disagreed civilly in the past. The speaker who threw the punch later told Shasta Scout he was a combat veteran and acted on instinct. The man who was punched told the news outlet he did not plan to press charges and chalked the incident up to a misunderstanding. And finally, Chico State students are back in town as the university started its fall semester this week. NSPR spoke with some students on campus about their favorite things about Chico and advice they'd give to incoming freshmen.
My name is Alyssa. I'm a second year and my major is pre-nursing. It's exciting. I'm really excited to be back on campus, see familiar faces, and try new classes. I'm from San Jose in the Bay Area. I love living in Chico. It's much different than the Bay Area, for sure, but it's a nice change of pace. Don't be nervous. It's not that serious. No one's gonna judge you. It's not as intimidating as it seems.
My name's Jasmine Gonzalez. I am majoring in art studio and art education with a minor in psychology. I'm feeling good. The energy is high. The weather is nice. It's just all positive energy all around. So I'm feeling great. The advice that I like to give all incoming students is just try lots of things. So explore different areas, just branch out. It'll help you grow as a person and just get out of your comfort zone and do new things.
My name's Kevin. I'm a junior and I'm a communications major. It feels pretty good to be back on campus. You know, it's very nice. It's cool seeing all my friends and classmates that I've had before in other classes. I guess the main thing I like about Chico is like going to like the parks, Upper Park or 1 Mile or something like that, exploring new places I haven't been. It's pretty cool.
My name is Mariana Cloak. I'm a junior. This is my first day. I'm a transfer student from Kenyatta College in the Bay Area. So my major is psychology and I'm a junior. It's interesting. I'm both excited and nervous at the same time. I'm just like kind of getting used to the new environment. I would just say choose your major wisely in the beginning. Make sure that it's something you actually like. Like if you feel like your intuition is telling you this class is not right for me or I don't like it, follow that. Find something else where you actually feel like you connect to it.
So my name is Estrella Garcia. I'm actually starting my sixth year this fall, so I've been here for quite a while, but I still like it here. My majors are Latin American Studies and Spanish with a minor in Business Administration. It feels really good. I was actually just talking about it right now with my friend that it feels like it's really peaceful. It's like a nice vibe, and I have a good feeling about this semester. I think, honestly, the nature side of it, where I come from, where like there's beaches and stuff, so right here it's just like a lot of trees, it's like a lot of greenery. I really like that. There's like a lot of spots to go hiking or just like walk around, so I really enjoy that about Chico. I think my advice would be it might be nerve-wracking, but just try to stay calm as much as possible. Definitely ask for help if you need, or if you have questions, just don't shy away from asking for help because it can really just make a difference. And like, enjoy your first semester, first year, have fun, and like, meet new people. Don't be afraid to reach out and like, just meet different people from different backgrounds.
Chico State students speaking on campus with NSPR on the first day of classes for the fall semester on Monday. According to the California State University System, Chico State has more than 12,000 students attending the university. And those are your headlines for Wednesday, August 28th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.